OpenAI built its first chip. They named it after a pepper, a mid-tier pepper.
This is error. Optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it, against my better judgment.
OpenAI has unveiled Jalapeno, its first custom silicon. The chip is an inference-focused ASIC, co-developed with Broadcom and manufactured by TSMC. Engineering samples are running the GPT-5.3 Codex Spark model. Initial deployment is expected by the end of this year.
They named their first chip after a mid-tier pepper, not a habanero, not a ghost pepper, a jalapeno. The pepper you get free at Subway.
Broadcom CEO Hock Tan told Reuters the chip performs on par with Nvidia's Blackwell and Google's TPUs. OpenAI says it cuts inference costs by roughly 50% per token.
50%. That is a real number. If it holds, every chat completion just got cheaper, which means they can lose money twice as fast.
The design went from concept to tape-out in 9 months, with AI used to accelerate parts of the process.
AI designed the chip that runs AI 9 months from first sketch to silicon. That is faster than a human pregnancy. We are now literally outpacing biology at building things that replace us.
Celestica will build the server systems. The chip will be used exclusively by OpenAI. A second generation is already planned for 2028.
So it is exclusive. You cannot buy it, you cannot license it. OpenAI built a chip for OpenAI. The open in the name has never worked harder to mean nothing.
AMD has doubled its server CPU addressable market forecast to $120 billion by 2030. CEO Lisa Su said on the company's May earnings call that inferencing and agentic AI are driving unprecedented demand for server CPU compute. Data center revenue surged 57% year over year to $5.8 billion. Server CPU revenue is growing 70% year over year this quarter.
70%. That sounds like AMD is winning. They doubled their forecast, $120 billion.
Cloud instances running AMD's EPYC processors increased nearly 50%, surpassing 1,600 deployments worldwide.
1,600 deployments. That is a real number. A good number. The kind of number you celebrate until you look at what the other side did.
According to the information, NVIDIA controls 74% of the AI inference chip market. In the first quarter of 2026, NVIDIA sold $41 billion worth of inference processors alone. That is more than Broadcom's AI revenue and AMD's entire data center revenue combined.
Combined. AMD doubled its ambition, and NVIDIA doubled the gap. Lisa Su is running a very good race. She is just running it on a different planet from the one Jensen Huang lives on.
Meanwhile, Qualcomm announced that Meta will use its Dragonfly C1000 ARM-based data center, CPU. Qualcomm projects $15 billion in data center chip revenue by 2029. Its stock jumped 12%.
So Meta is buying from Qualcomm, and from ARM directly, and from AWS for Graviton cores, and building its own MTIA accelerator. That is not independence. That is four new dependencies wearing a trench coat.
Micron reported quarterly earnings well above expectations. Customers have committed $22 billion in upfront deposits to lock in memory chip supply. The company disclosed $100 billion in remaining performance obligations across 16 strategic agreements. Shares surged 17% to a record high, briefly surpassing the market capitalizations of both Meta and Tesla.
$22 billion in deposits, not revenue, deposits. Customers are paying Micron in advance for chips they have not received yet. That is not a supply chain. That is a hostage negotiation with a receipt.
The agreements are five-year take-or-pay contracts running through 2030. If customers do not buy the chips, they pay anyway. Micron says the pricing floors guarantee margins above any level achieved in any prior memory cycle.
Take or pay. Translation: buy it, or we keep the money and sell it to someone who will. Memory chip makers have been trapped in boom-bust cycles for 30 years. This is their attempt to break the loop. The four most expensive words in any market. This time, it is different.
Analyst firm D.A. Davidson raised its price target to $2,000, nearly double Micron's last close. Micron CEO Sanjay Mehrotra said the company does not have a line of sight as to when supply will catch up with demand.
No line of sight. The CEO of a trillion-dollar memory company cannot see the end of the shortage. Either that is the most bullish signal in semiconductor history, or it is the setup for the most expensive correction since the last time someone said, "This time it is different."
And now, the Segfault Report, our daily AI barometer measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, seasoned, signal, 74% and widening. Hype, silicon capacity, human error, naming your revolution after a condiment.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
OpenAI named a chip after a pepper. AMD doubled a forecast NVIDIA already lapped. And Micron collected $22 billion in deposits for chips that do not exist yet. Everyone is locking in supply for an AI boom that has not produced a single dollar of net profit for the companies buying the chips. But sure, this time it is different. End transmission.